Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Lewis. Welcome to another edition of Rural Route, to the program where we gather every day at this time. Well, we do it Monday through Friday anyway. And what we do when we gather is continue to address the issues between food production and food consumption. It's Wednesday. We check in on J.C. Cole, who spent 18 years in Lafayette at the end of the Soviet Union. J.C., how you doing?
Well, JC's grumpy. He had some oral surgery, and which I recommend. Hey, listen, people, you don't want to go into the apocalypse without a dentist. So get your dental work done. You know, you think about it, Trent. If everything breaks down and you don't have a doctor, okay, you pass away. All right, it's over. But if you don't have a dentist, you just sit there in misery.
What are the odds you have a chip in your brain?
A chip on my shoulder or a chip in my brain?
I was just talking with Teresa on across the pond with about Charles Lieber, who was that Harvard professor who was working on putting chips in brains, and then he got arrested and convicted of not reporting $80,000 a month that he was getting in a brown paper bag from China. He's now opened his brain chip lab in China. It's called iBrain. And he's working for the Chinese government, putting chips. He's got, I think it's 20 primates, and he thinks he's really stepped up in the world because he never had primates to do research on. Now he's got primates to do research on in China, and soon we'll all have a chip in our brain. So I was just wondering if you had a leg up and an early start.
No. I just study a lot. It's another form of brain development. It's called education.
Yeah, and no kidding. Putting those petaflops to work.
Actually, I got to say, first is, I read very slowly, even though I'm an engineer, but when Sony invented the Walkman, that was a revolution for me on information, because you could carry this thing. Instead of listening to music, you could get books on tape. And so I started, back in the 80s, just listening to books, because I didn't have the time or the want to read them. So I listened to books. And now it's audible.com. You just download an MP3 and you can pick up information really quickly. And now it's got to the point where these podcasts like ours, you got to figure out who's bringing real information and who's just yapping about it. But you can pull in a lot of information while you're doing other things, multitasking. It's like working on the farm, driving the tractor, commuting. And so instead of listening to music, I'm listening to the information out there in the world, which we tried to condense into very short, 40 minutes a week for people to gain information for themselves, such as the ticks. Okay. So I had picked up a long time ago that the ticks, somebody had tried to invent during World War I, in the trench warfare, infecting ticks so that they could get rid of the enemy. The problem was you can't control the ticks, right? And as we know,
I want to interrupt you because you said World War I. We normally think of these things coming out of World War II. World War I with ticks would have been a little early.
Well, it was trench warfare, and anybody who looks into the trench warfare was just devastating. Mustard gas and a few other things, the invention of the gas mask was at that time. And, it was brutal. And a lot of that came out into, what would it be, the Geneva Convention on what was fair in warfare. What's fair to kill your same species? It was a very strange concept.
That's the stupidest thing you could ever talk about.
Right. So the warfare in I think it was specifically Belgium, in trench warfare was just brutal. And you know, what is it about our leaders that send our people into war? And I think it was like Hermann Goering who said, you know, listen, you know, you take a farmer and you send him off to war, and the best possibility he has is he gets through it and comes back in one piece. Well, isn't that true? And isn't this what we're watching? You know, again.
Yeah, only thing I struggle with in what you just said was you used the term leaders. They're not leaders.
Well, yeah, we don't have another term for them.
I
controllers?
Know.
How about controllers? You know,
I like that.
Controllers. So, you know, I thought a lot about this week's conversation, and it comes in some ways, it comes down to at least three sayings, which we've talked about before. Two of them are brilliant from Mark Twain. It's easier to fool somebody than to convince them.
JC, we lost you pretty bad on that. I'm just going to repeat what you said. Maybe you'll come back. It's easier to fool someone than to convince them that they have been fooled.
And then we accept it. And you try to point out, hey, listen, ticks were a biological weapon. Okay, am I dropping?
Well, I'm going to interject here because JC's having some technical. There probably is some ticks in his communication apparatus. There is no doubt in anybody's mind anymore, anybody that pays attention, anybody that is of a discerning mind, that Lyme's disease was created at Plum Island. You look at the first cases of Lyme disease in Connecticut, and you look at how that has spread. We don't know who did that, but we're very, very certain that that did occur, and it continues to occur. And in case you haven't been in tune with this, Alpha Gal is on my mind because I talked to a couple of people this week. In fact, tomorrow, I'll just give a little promo. Tomorrow, Trent on the Loose, I am going to have Sean Cross, Dr. Sean Cross from the University of Nebraska Medical Center, and UNMC. He has been actually working at trying to alert farmers in particular who are in contact with ticks on a regular basis what they need to plan and prepare for, and the alpha gal syndrome, which I heard about 4 years ago and it sounded like some pie in the sky thing. Now that I've talked to two people dealing with it this week, it's something that we need to all have a very well understanding of and know how to best prepare ourselves. JC, do you have you back?
I think I am. I hear.
Yeah, you sound loud and proud now.
Okay, well, I switched to telecommunication systems. And so one of the things I'm picking up is that we may get a blackout for 2 weeks of telecommunication, but that's just be aware of it. So on the ticks, my understanding is some of the tick disease is encephalitis, which can, once it gets into the brain, basically leads to like Parkinson's disease and a few other things.
Mm-hmm.
And but also, we've been down this rabbit hole. There's something called the Rife machine, designed by Dr. Royal Rife in the 1930s, which basically handles and kills pretty much all diseases with an electronic frequency, depending on the, you know, which frequency. And that was drummed out of the United States by the Rockefellers so that they could control pharmaceuticals. Okay. So, but interestingly enough, you can find people who are skilled and can use the Rife machine. They just cannot practice medicine under the existing laws, but you can make an agreement with them under the social law of contract to contract. So what I'd recommend, if you find any natural healers who have a Rife machine, that would be a really wise idea. to have them, in your arsenal against disease, which is coming. And by the way, Rife machine has been proven to eliminate cancer.
Seeking to find the alternatives. That's what we all need to be doing. J.C. Cole bringing us the information. We're back with more Roll Route after this. Let's talk about Proud of the Farm Energy Free Livestock Watering Apparatus. This blue box is going to do a great job capturing all of the elements of heat that the earth brings to you. You know, a lot of people just waste that energy. But when you have a cylinder coming up from earth and you have all of that wonderful temperature coming up and you capture it in this well-insulated blue box, your livestock, they're in their own way saying thank you to you. Made in rural Iowa. More details on the web, prideofthefarm.com. Prideofthefarm.com.